Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
As your professional lives have changed over the last year, I just imagine that you're kind of, there's a lot of pressure when you are together because you know you're going to part again. How do you sort of balance talking about checking in and like, oh my gosh, this is happening and this felt this way and this felt this way with just going on a date?
I'm bad at it. I have modes, you know, mental modes that I get in. And when I'm on the road, I focus very much on doing the work, on playing the show, on being good every night. And part of me just gets switched off. You know, the part that's very private and very personal and very intimate, that especially, that part of me gets shut off. So I've been trying really hard in the last few months to call that part back up when we're checking in with each other, when we're on the phone, to actually, because she feels like she's talking to a robot sometimes, and I understand that. You know, I say, well, I did this, I did that, I did this, now I gotta go sound check. That's not enough for somebody who's missing you, you know. And it's not that I don't miss her just as much, I just have a set of techniques that I use to keep myself from going out and drinking again, or to keep myself from getting exhausted on the road, or whatever, and I need to learn how to navigate those things and still, you know, still be personal.
I think that's not just a touring musician. I think a lot of boyfriends and husbands and partners have that.
Yeah.
when they're checking in with their partners.
It's, I don't know, it's more like a list conversation rather than a conversation.
A lot of the world turns into checklists for me when I'm on the road. Like, okay, this person's alive, this person's fed, this person's good. Mm-hmm. You know, sound check is done. Mm-hmm. Everything becomes a checklist except for the actual show.
And Amanda, tell me about the year. You said something that's happened over the last year is you've built trust.
Mm-hmm.
How do you build trust when your husband is a touring musician? Because you know what comes with that in a lot of cases.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I sometimes just ask them or say, have you been talking to any women? Because you're on your goddamn phone a lot today. Hopefully we're in a place where we communicate well enough to know when we're having problems or not. That way somebody...
We don't ignore it. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that there are other people vying for our attention, and that you know, when you're on the road, it makes it easier to think you can get away with stuff like that. We discuss it, you know. If somebody's worried, we talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, usually if you name something, it becomes a lot less difficult to defeat.
Right.
And so when you get asked, Jason, have you been talking to women, like, what, do you feel defensive or do you feel like, oh, we probably are due for a visit?
Usually, no, I don't feel defensive because it's regular. It's a regular thing. I mean, it's almost every day that we say that. Have you been talking to anybody today? You got any new boyfriends? You know?
And, you got any new boyfriends?
Yeah.
Anybody interesting you?